The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
First down and goal at the Eagle 6. Tailback is Dowdle. It's Elliott. Hand off to Elliott. He fumbled the ball in the end zone, and it's recovered by the Eagles.
Wow.
For a touchback.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Misery loves company. That is our show motto for the Dallas Cowboys season as they get absolutely destroyed again at home. First time in NFL history, a team has trailed by 20 or more in five straight home games, including playoffs, with the Eagles at one point of 28-6. They ultimately win 34-6. They have been tied with the 13-14 Raiders with four games in a row, getting worked that much in their home stadium. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt was there. This is a Cowboys Monday with Nick Eatman coming up at 9:20.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. And it was one of those things where, you know, when we were walking in, we felt like this was kind of a 50-50 crowd. To begin with, it felt like a lot of Eagles fans were there yesterday.
Has it been? When's the last time you can remember 50-50?
Probably one of those San Francisco games.
Yeah, like a 49ers. I mean, there were a lot of Broncos fans a couple years ago. They traveled pretty well. It probably wasn't quite 50-50, but I bet it was 60-40 Dallas. I mean, there was a lot of Eagles jerseys there. A lot of Reggie White jerseys and all sorts of stuff in there. But, I mean, this was a game where you felt like you kind of knew what was going to happen, I think. The offense looked even worse than you could have imagined. Defensively, I think Philly putting up 180 rushing yards, scoring 34 points. That doesn't sound that insane when you look at what this game was walking into it. But just no ability to pick up a first down through the air consistently was not what I expected.
2.5 yards basically per play offensively.
I mean, I think that's solid. It's not three, okay? But if you run 2.5 yards a play and you go for it on every fourth down, you pick up the first down.
So that's improvement.
I mean, you got to put that in the win column.
They had more plays than passing yards at one point, 48-46, and 5 turnovers versus 6 points.
Yeah, that's not very good. In fact, they finished with more plays than passing yards because they finished with 49 net passing yards what they had in this game, which seems just impossibly bad. 11 first downs. Philadelphia picked up as many first downs by penalty yesterday as you picked up by passing.
But RJ Choppy says, hey, let's go ahead and turn that frown upside down with some sarcastic.
Some sarcastic ups.
Sarcastic ups.
You know, start up to Zeke fumbling near the end zone. Mm-hmm. You know, every Zeke TD or positive play just gives the front office another reason to bring him back next year. Okay, so we need more fumbles and more stuff like this. Not F them picks, get them picks. That's what we need.
Man, did his dad's social media accounts get lit up when he said, show me the tape and I'll send $10,000 for anyone who can prove my boy has lost a step? What was more crippling and backbreaking? The Zeke fumble on the 5, first and goal, you're down 7-3, or the Sun episode with Ferguson and Lamb?
It might be the Sun episode because you scooped up a fumble, you have momentum there. If you score a touchdown, you're up. Like, that can kind of change momentum and give you some confidence.
Zeke's was after a 13-play drive, and he gets the first carry as well after Micah forced the fumble.
Yeah.
They put him back out there.
I do think the Zeke one, because a 13-play drive and you come away with nothing, that's demoralizing. It's put a lot of work into to come away with nothing.
Nick Harris tweeted, Hunter Lipke fumbled on the goal line in Miami last year, did not touch the ball the rest of the year. Zeke fumbles on the goal line, gets a carry on the very next offensive play.
All right, well, I'm glad you mentioned the sun, because I got to star up with the sun. Okay, star up for not using the curtains. You know, the sun also impacts the referees. And this is an undisciplined football team. If the refs can't see it, they can't call it. Okay? And the sun, and this is a long-term play here too, the sun will leave a spot in their eye for the rest of the game in their vision. Right? So they're cooked for the rest of the game. There's a reason the Cowboys committed so few penalties yesterday. That's one of their lowest of the year. The referees could not see it. So
that's a good one.
Thank you. That's a start with the curtains.
And that's a crew that throws a lot of flags. Yeah. They were much lower yesterday.
So they were blinded. Yeah. And Brian Broaddus is sending us pictures of the referee not being able to see.
Work smarter, not harder.
So despite CeeDee Lamb after the game telling Pat Doney and company, yes, I 1,000% want curtains, Jerry still not hearing it afterwards. So he's concluded. This is why this audio is a little distant. He's concluded speaking with Bobby and Todd Archer and the rest of the crew. And while walking away, PR must have told him, sir, the sun's going to come up again, literally and figuratively. So be prepared for it. Well, no one in the media scrum asked him about it. Not even the great Ed Werder, who asks all the right questions that we don't ask here twice a week on The Fan. No one asked him in the scrum. Jerry brings it up himself.
By the way, we know where the sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not. Oh. So we do know where the damn sun's going to be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains up?
Why not mitigate that?
What?
The sun and CeeDee's
eyes. Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down and build another. You kidding me?
But it's not, you don't have
Everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the sun's going to be. So our team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the sun is and not telling us?
I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the sun and said, about the sun, where's the moon? we're fine, but everybody plays in the sun out here.
Someone's got to print up t-shirts. Where's the moon?
You've got to use this whenever, you know, Amanda's like, we need to get new curtains or something. Be like, well, let's just tear down the whole damn house.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
would tear down the house, Amanda? You know, jeez.
You know how, like, when you play on certain fields, certain grass fields, you know, but going into the game, they'll be like, you know what? We're going to put longer spikes in today.
Yeah.
Why would a Cowboy player not wear one of those Jim McMahon visors?
Yeah, or like, why can't they put glass in there that are like the transition lenses? Yeah. We have that technology. As soon as the sun hits it, just, you know, turn it to
shade. Could they not do that? I don't know. I got one more. Starcastic up for you.
All right.
Star up to the Rico run from the 3 on 3rd and goal. You know, the game was over anyway. Don't put any unique plays on tape. Unique,
the,
like
the game was 7-3.
That's over. Oh. This team, come on.
They only scored 6 points. That was over.
That's over. You know, you want Houston to think, when you play Houston this week, you want them to think that the next time it's 3rd and 3 for the 3, that you're going to run the ball to Rico, not throw it. Okay? It's all about thinking ahead at this point.
Put that on tape.
You don't want to put something on tape. You don't want those unique plays, like, you know, a pass, to go on tape. You don't want that, so star up to the Rico run on 3rd and 3.
See, and Mike is out here trying to say that Mike doesn't put in the work. That's heady work right there.
Big time.
Starcastic Awards brought to you by Crown Royal from RJ Choppy, the official whiskey of the NFL. Look, Jerry is right. I can't believe the Micah thing has actually overshadowed the sun thing. The sun thing is making them a laughing stock, and Jerry's just trying to bully them out of the topic. Yes, it does affect everyone equally.
Yeah, it does, but we get affected by it every week. Right? Other teams, it's a one-off for Philadelphia. For the Cowboys, it's every week.
And shouldn't you choose every time? That's more important. That you should choose... I don't know what's better, for your offense to be looking at it or your defense to be looking at it.
It's a great question. I mean,
is it better to be on defense facing the sun?
I mean, the Cowboys receivers and corners don't seem to turn to look for the ball anyway. So, I mean, I don't know that it matters much for either one.
I mean, yeah, I guess it would be better on defense because a lot of times you're playing the man, not the ball.
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily looking at the ball. The receiver has to look at the ball.
Yeah, so this, you know, it always makes me wonder, did they mess up in the build of the stadium? Did they butcher it?
I don't know. I don't think they messed up with the build.
Did they build it the wrong way?
I don't even think that. It's just, I don't think they took into a, like, I don't think they recognized with the doors that when it's set like that, it would impact the game at the time. Like, I don't think.
They walked through. Jerry let every former player and sponsor go take a tour of the stadium at all hours of the day. You don't think at any point in time at 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, Jerry was in there and be like, oh, this sun is really, it's kind of glaring through here.
They absolutely did. But at that point, I mean, it was too late. The stadium was already designed.
Yeah, but they can block it, which they have for other events.
Curtains, yeah, they could. They just don't want to because it would make the stadium look too dark on the inside. I understand from the aesthetic. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But there does come a point where if it's harming your product, you have to change it.
But it has just as much of a chance of harming their product. That's his counterpoint. It's 50-50.
It is 50-50. But
for that day.
For that day, it's 50-50. But
here's what he's going to do tomorrow.
Cowboys have 8 coin flips a year on that 50-50, and everybody else does one.
What he's going to do tomorrow is he's going to be, I think it's going to be really uncomfortable, which is why I begged the media to ask him about it afterwards. He's going to be like, give off the impression you guys are wasting all of our time with this. You think people listening really want to hear about this, and they actually do. Maybe I'll blame it on the fans. I'll just say Tolos want to know. Actually, no, CeeDee Lamb gave us the out. Your star receiver wants curtains, but he's going to try to be very dismissive and get rid of that topic as soon as possible because I think he looks at it as an embarrassing subject matter. But you believe that he believes that it really does help them.
I think he believes it's something like, well, we play it more often than they do. They're the ones who aren't going to have as much of an issue.
Like the Rangers and the Heat.
I also think he just doesn't think it's that big a deal. Like, I think he's just like, okay, the sun exists for football games for forever. The sun was in Michael Irvin's eyes in Super Bowl 30 when he caught a ball in his gut in Arizona, and he motioned back like, the sun's in my eyes. I think Jerry just thinks like, the sun's the sun. And sorry, I'm not going to like change up a bunch of stuff just because the sun exists.
Well, how big of a deal is it in reality? This is obviously perfect fodder for like Jimmy Kimmel and the late night shows can talk about this.
Do you think Kimmel's going to talk about that? Break from everything else he's been talking about lately?
Sorry, give me a more accepted in a red state late night host. But this is like late night joke fodder. It's material.
Yes.
How big of a deal is it really?
I mean, it's a big enough deal.
It did cost them the lead.
Yeah.
It cost them the lead with an offense that's so putrid and desperate that they need every point that they can get.
Yeah, it's a big enough deal to matter. It does matter.
It has happened. I do feel like it most consistently comes up as sort of a, and this too. Like, it feels like it gets tacked on whenever things are just going horribly. Yeah, like when
it's not the reason they lost. They lost for 58 other reasons. It just contributes to the, you know what it is? It's another kind of 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 that adds up of all the things that this team does that are stupid.
Barrington in Washington, D.C., listening on the Odyssey app. Barrington, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it for taking my call. Can we please talk about how bad this front office actually is and extremely overrated? All of your depth is in Washington right now, actually getting ready to win a division, it looks like. Jerry Jones needs to be put in a room with a blanket over his legs and sunglasses on his face. With all the developments that we have with AI, you would think somebody would create a clip of him saying something racially controversial.
Okay, come on.
Trying to cancel him?
Trying to let you go to start off with the blanket and the sunglasses, but come on, let's keep it decent. Marcus in Dallas. Marcus, you're up next here on 105 through the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call. I think the biggest elephant in the room is really the Dallas Cowboys and how they tend to overreach for the drafted guys. Because Will McClay said himself that the most important thing, and if you pick him, you got to play him. And you can kind of see that plan now with how they make decisions. You can see it with Mingo, because what did they say with Jonathan Mingo? He was high on our draft board.
Yeah.
So what did they do? Give away a fourth. What did they say about Trey Lance? Oh, he was high on our draft board. So what did they do? They gave away a fourth. What did they say about Malik Hooker? He was high on our draft board, even though he was very injury prone. And what did they do with Mozzie? They brought in competition against him very late into training camp. It's an appearance of putting a thumb on the scale to try to favor the drafted guys. And I get why they do it. It's for budget reasons. But when they take away their biggest commodity on the team morale, and that's fairness. And I just see why it's breaking the team down morale, especially when you listen at what Phillip said.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the day, wanting to be where he's wanted, and it keeps happening over and over again. And, Sean, I want to tell you, I do agree that is good for the Dallas Cowboys to suffer right now, but I don't think it's going to work like you intended. Because I think people take you wrong. They think that you want this team to suffer just because of penitence. Now, you want them to take a good long look at themselves.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work this year, Sean. It's not going to work because of the injuries. They go come to you tomorrow. Mm. Jerry go come to you tomorrow. What are you going to say? Well, you know, we are having a bad year in terms of injuries. Yeah, Dak go down, could go down. We had Bland go down. It's all these different assets that they're going to lean on. So even though it's righteous that you want them to lose, it's going to play against you, my man.
But, Marcus, there will be a new regime.
Yeah, it will. It will, but, you know, it's not going to even play out like we think. Like, I hear a lot of people say Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Do we really want that? Because, see, Ben Johnson is going to have to come in here, and he going to still have to deal with the our guys, the draft and develop philosophy. Mm. If Ben Johnson had that same philosophy with Detroit, then you wouldn't see Montgomery. What would they be doing? They would be loading up Gibbs, because why? They drafted him. And if they pick him, they got to play him. Mm. The Dallas Cowboys are smart, and they do a good job of drafting. But the one thing I would say I would want them to tweak is take your hand off the scale and don't give away your commodity of fairness, or you're going to lose the morale of your team year in and year out.
Great call, Marcus. Thank you for sticking with us on hold, man. You are appreciated.
Yeah,
appreciated. All right, was Nick Eatman losing his mind? And what does he think of all the Sun, CD, and Micah Parsons fallout? And how hurt is DeMarvion Overshown after showing out yesterday? Nick Eatman back from the stadium is next.
First down now from the 42. almost messed up the handoff. Lance pulls it back. The ball is caught by Ferguson and fumbled. Picked up by the Eagles and run down the left sideline by Blankenship.
The headline from Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, nothing worked with this backup plan. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to the 1400 on a Veterans Day off, hopefully for most of you that are still tuning in via the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, listening on the radio, and we've already gotten calls from all over the country on the Odyssey app. Y'all are appreciated.
Yeah, appreciated.
Nick Eatman, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort, proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. He was in Arlington with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Nick, what did you say to yourself or think when Cooper Rush went back in for Trey Lance and his two plays?
What are we doing? Like, what's going on? Like, what is this? You know, I mean, like, you know, it's not like a pitcher where a guy comes in the game, but it kind of felt like it should be, you know, where like, all right, you know, now playing quarterback and then for to be back for two plays, I didn't understand it. I mean, I'm not really sure what they were planning on doing right there, but yeah, it was just the whole game was, what are we doing? I mean, what's happening here? Like, what was that? So that was just kind of fitting for the entire game.
Who do you think should start against the Texans at quarterback?
Cooper Rush. I give Cooper Rush another shot. I've seen him play better than that. That was disappointing because I thought he would be a lot better than that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still think he could do it. But, I mean, I'm fine with mixing up a little bit, but maybe run the plays that Trey Lance can do, you know, have a little success with. Change it up. I mean, got to do something. I mean, I don't know why they're not mixing things up. Change who's calling some of the plays. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I would make some changes here because, I mean, it's just they keep saying it like there's a lot of football left. Well, if that's the case, then let's act like it and let's do some changes and, you know, maybe make a few tweaks here and there.
Was Cooper hurt? Like, we've never seen him throw like that.
I honestly thought he got hurt on the play. He recovered the fumble and the Eagles took it from him. I thought he got hurt then. Like, and so now I don't think, I mean, I'm not calling out the training staff or anything like that. I mean, I think they obviously checked him out, but no, I just thought he was kind of banged up right then, but he went back and played the rest of it.
Nick, what, you know, when we look at the game plan yesterday, it looked like to me anyway, the thing I've been saying this entire morning is it didn't look like they were prepared going into this. It almost looked like they were kind of doing some things on the fly. It didn't look consistent. It didn't look like the game plans they've gone out there with Cooper Rush in the past, and that they didn't get, you know, they didn't lean into some of the run game effectiveness that they were getting early on from Rico Dowdle. Why do you think they moved away from the run so quickly?
I can't tell you that one. They always feel like it happens that way. Like they really only run it because people are saying, why don't you run it? But they really want to throw it more than anything. In a game like this, I thought Rico was running it well. And the passes that they were calling, I don't think were even helping like the run game. I mean, nothing was down the field. It didn't feel down the field. Everything felt like short underneath. And if you have DK Metcalf, that works because he can break tackles because he looks like, you know, a Superman, but they don't have those guys. They don't have these run after catch type guys. So Jalen Tolbert's not breaking any tackles, and neither is, you know, really CD for that matter. And Jalen Brooks, and these guys are, you know, they're not going to break tackles. Nobody broke a tackle. I think the Eagles had the best tackling day I've ever seen. You know, it was just, it felt like every screen, every short pass was just caught and tackled immediately.
Nick Eatman here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Do you have any injury update on Overshown?
I don't. I do not. He sounded optimistic on things. I think he did come back in the game a little bit. So I thought, you know, usually when they go back in the game and they're up there talking for as long as he did with the media, it feels like he's okay. But again, I don't want to overstep there. But I didn't get the sense that it was too bad.
What was the locker room like afterwards, and who did you catch up with?
I was standing right there in front of Micah. I mean, I didn't get the sense. I didn't – like, it reads way worse than it sounds. I don't know the second part of it. I didn't think that was necessary to kind of say it that way, but yeah. About – you know, he's done. Zach's done more than Mike's done. I mean, I don't even know how you quantify that. You know, yeah. Didn't even seem accurate. But because I think we all kind of know what he was trying to say, but you know, it didn't come out right. Then again, I don't love the question either. You know, I this is not the first time I've seen things like this where I'm like, let's not overlook the question. Is it necessary? Is it necessary to even ask what a player what he thinks about a head coach being here? I mean, I've never understood that. It's only a recipe for disaster to me. So I don't know. But yeah, I mean, the mood it wasn't great. I mean, it was not a good performance. It was like the opposite of what we've seen other games where it looked like a blowout early, and then they kind of come back and make it look closer. This was a little bit. On the flip version, it was, you know, the defense was playing well. They were in it until they stopped scoring. That's the thing. You don't score any points and another team keeps scoring. Then guess what? It's a blowout.
Nick, you mentioned that there are some things that need to change because you can't keep rolling forward with the way things are, especially if there is a lot of football left. Is one of those things we might see change is that Kalen Carson's going to the bench?
I would think. I mean, he's not ready. He's just not ready. I mean, they're picking on him every play. It's either they go deep, he's going to get caught for holding. He's not making a play on the ball. He's not making the tackles underneath. I mean, Mukwamu's played mostly safety in his career, but I mean, if Deron Bland and you know is not ready, and I don't know what's happening with this foot injury, but if he's not, he doesn't seem to be ready. Then they got to go with something else. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think they can keep rolling him out there because Houston will pick on him. Washington will pick on him just like these other teams are.
What's up with Dak and the injury list?
Well, the one he got in the game? I mean, like,
I saw your tweet about that.
I was like, you just can't make this up. I mean, are you seriously running over players on the bench now? I mean, it's unbelievable. It sounds like he's getting a second and third and ninth opinion on this. It feels like he's headed to IR. I mean, it feels that way. He's headed towards IR. And I don't think most times you would say, hey, let's get this done last week so we can get the one game in. So if he has to just miss four, we can get one out of the way. I think they all know that it's going to be more than four. So they weren't worried about that week. It probably just seems like is he going to need surgery or not? And I would imagine he probably will. And I would be surprised if we see him again this season.
Now TV is putting up, as they should have, the full quote of the first half. Instead of Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, maybe they were spying on us thinking Jerry was on today and talking about how unfair that was to put up. So now they're putting up the full context of it. Nick Eatman joining us from DallasCowboys.com. And now, what about the son?
My son? I mean, I'd rather talk about mine. I mean, he's kind of mischievous. No. Honestly, I've never had a problem with this. And you want to know some real irony on this? Before any play ever happened, I leaned over to the guy next to me in the press box, Derek, and I said, I know that people always talk bad about, you know, the needing curtains or whatever. I go, but I love this. I love this. I love this look. It's nostalgic for me. It looks like Texas Stadium. I love it. And I said that before any pass was ever thrown to two guys running in the same spot or throwing it right in the sun. I've never had a big issue with it because I don't understand the argument. I really don't. Like, who are we, you know, what's the argument? I really don't. Like, is it
the sun's in their eyes? That's the argument.
Whose eyes? The Cowboys?
Yeah,
the players. Does it hurt the other team? Because think about it. How many times has it ever happened in 15 years that there's been an issue? 10? 8? How many times? And how many times has it been the other team? I can't remember that ever. And so it's the players. No center fielder has ever had a ball in a sun in his eyes. Like, Maybe CD should wear two eye blacks instead of one. I mean, I don't understand. I don't get it. But no one else has a problem but the Cowboys. That's what's so funny to me. And then it just doesn't seem like it's a disadvantage for both teams. So I don't know. I just don't ever see the issue. And I don't know how you change it. I mean, like, where's the advantage? Is it going this way so the defense has it in their eyes? I don't know.
I mean, also, like, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, in baseball it is. But, like, outfielders are trained to battle the sun. Like, they were trained since they were 4 years old to do that. Like, football players aren't trained to battle the sun. It never happens.
And they do have 8 home games versus another team just comes in here once, so right?
Yeah, the Cowboys have 8 50-50 coin flips, and the other team
has... When it's not prime time.
Right, of course.
Well, don't throw a pass there. I mean, like, right there. I mean, there's a lot of things about that play that I hated. One of them was throwing it in the first place. You already chose not to defer. So, therefore, you got to make sure you're scoring last in the first half. And they don't do that. And then they run a play where there's two guys right there crossing. And at the same time, if the pass should have been going to Ferguson. Maybe it was thrown to Ferguson because he's the one that saw it and one that could have caught it. And then also just it's 53 yards wide. I mean, you see the sun there. Don't throw at it. So I have a problem with the play calls as well. But I've never had a huge issue with it because I think it should, even on the same play, it should affect both teams. It's for some reason it doesn't affect both teams. It only affects the Cowboys. But I don't know. I know it's a sensitive topic around here. So, Micah was saying, be the light. Be the light. He kept saying that several times. I mean, I think we had plenty of light in there. So.
Thank you, Nick. We'll talk Wednesday.
See you guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Will RJ wear the bag to finish off the show? Crosstalk with a KMC masterpiece is next.
Tolbert in motion to the right. Rush back. Flushed, fumbles. The Cowboys are going to recover. Maybe Steele is playing patty cake with it. And now the Eagles got on.
All right, we have RJ Choppy with a reason for you to tune in, I think, on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Kevin Hagelin is enjoying, and Corey Majors looks like he's questioning.
It sounded, just driving in this morning, it sounded like Choppy was in a different room or like at home or something on the radio. But then whenever I knew he had the bag on his head,
yeah, baby.
Because I knew that, I could imagine it that way. So great job this morning.
Matt-ga, Kevin Hagelin. Matt-ga. Oh.
Make America's team great again.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you do those hats in blue? Is that what you're thinking? I feel like red probably won't.
In red. Okay. Blue's okay. A terrible color. Okay. Hey, red is a much better power color.
Yeah. Trump won and they changed the helmet, huh?
They had red on their helmets yesterday.
You think that was because of the election?
I talked to Jerry before the game. He's almost as stubborn as me with the refusal to put curtains in the stadium.
It's fitting. The team did look like garbage yesterday.
We could have big, beautiful curtains. Gosh. Okay, big, beautiful curtains that the other team will pay for.
Best curtains we've ever seen.
And we'll have a door in the middle of the curtains that says welcome. Okay, that's what we're
going to
do.
Corey Majors, good morning. What's coming up?
Oh, man.
Let's take phone. Oh, no. Let's do phone calls.
Let's do phones.
Has
today.
The anger... Mike, I want to ask you this on these two. Has their anger subsided? Is it gone now?
They're going to be so mad this week and for the next 2 months. It is going to be pure screaming into the mic that they want free agency to happen. And it's not going to happen.
You don't think they're defeated yet? Corey
These
and Kevin?
Two guys?
Yeah.
In a way, yes. But they're going to get so emotionally mad about this situation. Because let's face it, probably for the next 2 years, besides changing the coach, they can't change the talent. They committed to this team. They're not going to do free agency. They've never done it. So I'm like, this is your team. You can change the coach, which is, it'll be a little better, but not much. Like, Jerry doesn't hire great coaches.
Mike, can I, you try to draw me off sides every crosstalk after a Cowboys game. I want to see today if you can successfully get Zach Walchuk to scream during crosstalk. Because I think you could draw him offsides. That's a guy who is hurting and I think is ready to just yell about things.
And you try to get in Bobby in crosstalk commercial break.
Yeah, I felt like you know, in that game, if Dak was playing, the score would have only been 7-6 in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm. Much closer.
And at halftime, I do feel like the Cowboys would have put 6 on the board if Dak was the quarterback for that game.
Corey, what's coming up?
We do have Stephen Jones joining us at noon today.
Heck yeah.
What has he said to you guys about the Sun?
We never asked.
I don't think we've ever asked him. Yeah. We've asked Jerry multiple times, and he's, I got a thousand more things important than that, you idiots.
What do you think Stephen will say?
He's going to be very short with his answers. He's going to say they have to stop turning over the ball and they have to execute better.
Is he?
And I would say that they are completely executed.
Like, do you think that he's going to be is he as stubborn as his dad is?
I do. Yeah, I think so.
Like, he's just, he will be just as dug in on the Sun as Jerry is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not what I just said.
Okay. Sorry, Stephen. That's what I heard.
I don't think you can be as stubborn. I don't think you can be as Jerry.
Built to like that on purpose.
I think he's.
How come you never ask about the moon, Sean?
Do you think
him about the moon tomorrow?
Do you think that they messed up?
Yes.
You think it was a mistake?
Yes.
The direction of the stadium?
It was definitely a mistake.
They thought they were building an indoor stadium and forgot about the windows.
No, but do you think like they looked at the blueprints and then like pulled them down and looked at the Sun and went, oh, crap. Well, it's too late. We can't do anything about it.
Honestly don't think they factored in or thought about the Sun at all. Like, I know what he said.
It's an indoor stadium.
An indoor stadium. And I thought they were like, we're fine.
Somebody brought this up in the fan text, and it's actually a really good point. It's way above my. I did take astronomy in college. All right. But
wow.
I know, right? It was either that or astrology, then? Whatever one.
How's that helped? How's that help?
Has it helped?
More than his public speaking did.
I graduated, so I guess.
Oh, you did 116.
Astronomy.
Yeah. So,
stars.
The fan text they bring out, like, you know, the Sun and the way the Earth rotates and stuff, like, the Sun is in a different spot every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's really a legit chance that in 2008 and 2009, when they were building it, that the Sun has shifted. It does move.
He took astronomy. Mike, don't look like that.
How many hundreds of years does that have to happen? At Fenway Park, where's the Sun in 1909 and where's the Sun in 2009? Well, I think it's in the same place.
Because we'll look out here in the morning. Like,
Said we know a year beforehand where the Sun's going to be.
It does rise.
Did you hear the audio?
It does rise.
Did you hear the audio clip
of Jerry?
Yeah.
No, I don't listen to him.
No, I know. Let's play it for Mike. We got to play it from Mike Bassick.
He's going to mention the moon.
They finish the regular media session,
and
Jerry walks off and has to add this point. That's why the audio sounds a little bit distant.
By the way, we know where the Sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not. So we do know where the damn Sun's going to be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains up? Why not mitigate that?
What?
The Sun and seating
dies. Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down, build another one.
But it's not, you don't have
Everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the Sun's going to be. So every team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the Sun is and not calling
us?
I'm
saying the world knows where the Sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me
You know
the
way
sun.
More than a year in
advance. Where's the moon? We're fine, but everybody plays in the Sun out here.
You messed up and stepped on his viral, really afterwards, and you need that for a drop moving forward. Where's the moon? Tell me where that is. Where's the moon, smart guy?
His response of, why don't we tear the damn stadium down and build a new one?
Yeah.
It's extreme. Aggressive. It's pretty extreme.
What is that?
Why not put curtains up, just tear the stadium down?
A photo taken in the same place. At every sunset, one sun, same day, every month. And it's just how different it is. So look, I'm saying when they built the stadium, it's very possible that when they looked and they noticed, hey, are we going to be screwed up here? That the Sun could have been in a spot where it really didn't impact it.
Oh.
Maybe the summertime. But we're in the fall here, and we're in an equinox or whatever the hell it's called, and it changes.
It took more than 3 months to build the stadium.
Oh, I understand. I'm saying when they went and looked. Just when they went and looked. And
that
they
one day?
Yeah, who knows? But, dude, I have no idea. I'm just saying, it's very possible.
They went to the construction site that one day. They made the decision that day.
The sun rises in the east until the east isn't the east.
They traded
global warming
fourth round picks for Jonathan Mingo and Trey Lance. I don't think they're like super into heady topics of analyzing where the sun is going to be and everything.
But HKS or whoever built the stadium, RFK, very well might.
This is amazing. And Mike,
to defend Jerry a little on the whole, we know where the sun's going to be a year to be. I do think he's just talking about the schedule.
Yeah,
about when they're going to play their home games. I think that's what he means.
Oh, okay. Not like we've charted the sun out year by year.
Yeah, not like the sun releases its calendar every year. And
that makes more sense.
Farmer's Almanac or whatever.
Well, that's right.
And just like anything else, like certain stadiums you go into, you know the wind's going to be more of an effect than at this stadium. The jet stream at our stadium for the Rangers forever was an advantage to us.
Yeah.
This just happens to be a detriment every time we run into it.
You know how when you're at the end of a show that you have binged and you're mad about it and you're like, damn it, this sucks. Like, I'm not going to be able to find a new show.
Dexter became a lumberjack?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Spoiler alert.
I'm wondering for Bassick. Mike, are you, because you've had this comical reaction now for a couple years.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it more that some of us are now feeling what you are? Or do you have that end of binge watching jealousy that we're just picking up on it and it's as old to you now, our reaction. And you're like, man, I wish I could feel what these guys are feeling brand new and just laughing at this.
No,
now.
I hear what you're saying. I don't want to laugh at Cowboy fans or laugh at
it's not say, fans.
Kevin,
because they're
Corey
laughing. They're laughing like when this is happening within the game. A lot of people are like, "All right, now we know we're gonna lose. Pour it on more." People are rooting for Jerry and Steven. I know this sounds harsh.
Why? Do you think's gonna happen?
They're rooting. What do you mean?
What?
They're rooting for them to suffer.
Yeah, they're rooting for them to eat it during.
Nothing's going to change, but just rooting for them.
Well,
to
something
suffer.
Is going to change. I think it can. This is why this has to happen this way. That's why Parcells happened. There was something stadium, sun. Maybe it's Parcells' fault. We need to ask Parcells. Did he have input on the sun? It has to be so drastic. That's the only chance of
No, I'm with you. Like, let's say the last two home games, the visiting team doesn't show up and there's 15,000 empty seats. Now they're sold. I get it. Jerry got his money, but people just decided not to show up. Like, I was at a party yesterday and there were a couple people who have Cowboy season tickets that they share and nobody wanted to go yesterday. They were struggling. They were like, hey, and they're like, I don't want to go. I got this Friendsgiving thing. I got whatever. Like, I do think a lot of Cowboy fans now don't want to go, and maybe him just saying, yeah, their tickets are sold. I made money off of it, but nobody's here, or at least I see 15,000 empty seats. Maybe that would make his coaching search like a little bit better, but I don't know. Like, I just don't think he really cares anymore.
Enrique tweeted, tell RJ the sun doesn't move. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, the Earth moves, so it puts the sun in a different
Earth
spot.
Earth is moving right now.
Yeah, so it puts the sun in a different spot. The sun is stagnant. We all move around the sun.
When you talk about things changing or like maybe it could...
We need a song, Here Comes the Sun.
Beatles.
What is the last fundamental perspective you can remember Jerry changing on in the entire time you've been here? Can you think of one?
I think it has to go back to, honestly, Parcells when he gave up the...
But Parcells was still it was a means to an end. And as soon as he got it, it's like, all right, cool. When's the last time he changed the way that he views
kickers.
Things?
Paying kickers.
I think the last thing is basically the way he turned over the front office in 2014.
The Cowboy, Jerry and Steven act like, your kid's going to have heartbreak at 10, 11, 12. And because of that heartbreak in elementary school or whatever, their philosophy is, well, we're never going to date again.
Yes.
We're not getting married
because... The 4P movement of the Dallas Cowboys.
We're not getting married because that girl broke up with me with crayon letter And she sent me that letter, and we got burned by that one thing. Brandon Carr will end all free agency. I regretted firing Chan Gailey and Wade, so I can never do it again with Mike. And, like, they hold on to these things.
It's the same thing you do in fantasy football when you draft a guy and he screws you over, and the next year you're, like, never going to draft him again. You just hold that grudge forever.
Turn it up, Pepe.
Nobody hired Wade Phelps to be the head coach after all the teams still here. You made such a major mistake. Nobody hired him.
The Broncos won the Super Bowl, right?
That's what we keep telling. Jerry's telling the truth on that.
They were on acid when they wrote this.
Were they?
Tom Petty, yeah. I believe it was on the George Harrison's lawn.
I thought it was the Beatles.
Walking around with the ukulele.
Oh. The KMC masterpiece. I was making a Tom Petty joke, but joke away. Hey. Do whatever you want. What?
It's two more months of this.
No, there's a lot more than that. Yeah. The KMC masterpiece is next. 105.3 The Fan. Jerry at 8:30 tomorrow. I'm talking about the Sun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.